practical jokes are as American as apple pie. One can only wonder how many cabin mates at overnight camp this summer placed the hand of some unsuspecting camper into a warm bucket of water, or how many bunks were short-sheeted. Practical jokes are so much a part of our culture that we even dedicate a full day to them, April Fool's Day. So much a part of American culture are practical jokes that there was once even a popular TV show which recorded the frustrations and confusions of regular folks coping with pranks pulled off by professionals hiding in the bushes. The show? Candid Camera, of course. Practical jokes have even found their way into the history of MIT, one of the most prestigious universities in our nation. There is a gallery and a website devoted to the ingenious hacks, as practical jokes are known at MIT, that have taken place at that university. So it should come as no surprise that there are those who would like to pull off a massive practical joke at the Democratic Convention in Denver that's now taking place. Sure, I know that practical jokes are supposed to be surprises, but for some reason, the perpetrators of this prank were willing to tell their story for all to hear. I'm speaking about Stuart Shepard, director of digital media at Focus Action, the political arm of Focus on Family, an organization with a conservative social and political agenda in the guise of religious values. Its founder, James Dobson. And the practical joke? Well, Shepard made a video asking viewers to pray for rain of biblical proportions on the Thursday when Obama was making his acceptance speech in the open-air football stadium. Well, when folks started to complain about the video, it was pulled from the Focus on Family website, and Shepard claimed that it was only meant to be humorous. Well, of course it was supposed to be funny. That's in part what makes practical jokes work. They're supposed to catch people off guard in a situation that's difficult to deal with, thus making the victim look foolish as everyone else around them laughs. And yes, practical jokes seem to have a juvenile edge, but regrettably, that does seem to be the tone of politics and religion in our nation today. While praying for rain may sound like a hard way to go about pulling off a practical joke, there are those who believe that prayer is the solution, like Governor Sonny Perdue of Georgia, who last year held a prayer for rain rally on the Capitol steps. And of course, when Georgia received a little rain following that event, Pat Robertson claimed, "The Lord seems to be the one who controls the weather." Well, now that that video urging folks to pray for rain has been pulled, it's hard to know if legions of folks are now praying for rain in secret, holding out hope against hope that their God is willing to be used as the divine prankster. I would only warn Obama's security team to be careful, so that no one from Focus on Family slips into Obama's room as he sleeps and places his hand in a bucket of warm water. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Thanks for listening.